kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ipinapakita po ng bagong pag-aaral na malaki ang kumpiyansa ng mga Australiano sa pagtukoy ng AI deepfake scams, la kahit mas lalo na itong nagiging mahirap masuri. Nagbabala ang mga eksperto na ginagamit ng mga scammer ang tiwala at pakiramdam ng mga tao. Kaya payo nila, huminto muna, siguraduhin ang impormasyon at huwag pansinin ang mga kahinahinalang mensahe. Narito ang iba pang mga detalye. Kung sa tingin mo ay agad mong makikita ang AI deepfake scam, isa ka sa karamihan. Pero ayon sa bagong pag-aaral ng Combank, mas lamang ang pagiging kampante ng maraming Australiano kaysa sa pagiging tama at doon kumikita ang mga scammer. Sa deepfakes, hindi lang teknolohiya ang problema. Ang tunay na target nito ay makuha ang tiwala ng mga tao. Ayon kay James Roberts ng Commonwealth Bank, ginagamit na ang deepfakes para magpanggap bilang mga taong madali nating paniwalaan, tulad ng mga sikat na tao, kakilala o kahit mahal sa buhay.
So what we've been talking about in the study is deepfakes. So like you said, either video deepfakes or audio deepfakes. So often these are impersonations of someone you trust. So it might be a celebrity, a public figure, maybe even a family member. And they're often, the content's often hosted on social media platforms, dating apps, and even messaging platforms.
Sinabi ni Roberts na ang pinagkaiba ngayon ay ang lawak at bilis ng mga scam. Hindi na ito mga panlilin lang na madaling pagtawanan. Ginawa ang mga ito para magbukhang personal, pamilyar at totoo. At anya, mas madalas nang nakakasalamuhan ng mga Australiano ang deepfakes kaysa sa iniisip ng marami.
At the minute, according to the study, we're seeing over 1 in 4 Aussies having seen a deepfake. And that could have been a video deepfake or an audio deepfake. So quite prevalent, but our expectations are that it should continue to grow as more and more criminals are also adopting this technology.
Isa sa mga pinaka-nakakatakot na bahagi nito ay kung gaano kaunti lang ang kailangan ng mga scammer para makagawa ng audio deepfake, lalo na kung may mga online voice recording na ang isang tao.
One of the things that is a challenge for all of us out there is that a lot of us are on social media, maybe we're in the public light or public view or we've posted online. So often our face and our voice print are out there. And it can only take sometimes, literally, under 10 seconds of someone's voice print to copy their voice.
Kaya kahit marunong ka sa teknolohiya, sabi ni Roberts, mas malaking panganib ang sobrang kumpiyansa, ang paniniwalang palagi mong malalaman kung alin ang totoo.
One of the things that's worrying from the study is that 89% of the respondents said that they could accurately spot a deep fake, but when we tested them, they were only correct 42% of the times. That's actually worse than if they'd guessed.
Kung karamihan sa atin ay hindi talaga makikilala ang deepfake, ano ang pinakamainam na depensa? Sabi ni Roberts, hindi kailangang mabuhay sa takot at hindi rin kailangang maging eksperto sa pagtukoy ng peking boses o video. Sa halip, ang pinakamainam na proteksyon ay nasa pag-uugali. Maghinay-hinay, mag-check muna at huwag magpadala sa pagmamadali.
We don't need to be afraid. We actually don't need to be able to detect that it's a deep fake. As long as any time we're doing something like an investment or getting into a big relationship, that we take the simple stop, check, reject mantra step. So stop. Most scammers will put you under sort of time pressure to act without thinking. We've got to pause, take ourselves into slow thinking mode, not react instantly. Second bit, check. Talk to your friends and family before making a big financial decision. Use a search engine to look up the opportunity and add the word scam at the end. And then lastly, the reject portion. Hang up, block the calls.
Mahalaga ang payong ito dahil napakalaki po ng maaaring maging kapalit, hindi lang sa pera, kung hindi pati sa ating emosyon. Ayon kay Roberts, kayang sirain ng mga scam ang mga relasyon, pamilya at sa pinakamalulubhang kaso, itulak ang mga tao sa pananakit, sa sarili o self-harm.
Yeah, there's the consequences are horrific, and it's completely unconscionable that the syndicates would cause this amount of emotional harm. So obviously there's the financial harm, which is very significant, but what's often not talked about is the bits that you're mentioning there, the emotional harm. You've seen divorces, family breakups. We've seen small businesses that were merging and doing well going under, and then in the rarer but still present side, there's, self-harm incidents as well, where people just feel they can't deal with it.
At para sa mga pamilyang nag-aalala sa voice cloning scams tulad ng mga nagpapanggap na anak o apo na humihingi ng agarang pera, sabi ni Roberts, may isang simpleng hakbang na pwedeng agad pumigil sa scam, isang family safe word.
So, in fact, the study showed that 74% of Aussies felt that they should have a family safe word, but unfortunately, only 20% of them had actually taken the step to do that, and such an easy step. So, if the listeners take one thing out of the whole discussion here, make a safe word up, share it confidentially within your family to help stay safe against any impersonation of any of your family members.
Hindi nagtatapos ang kwento sa paggamit ng mga scammer ng AI para palawakin ang panlilin lang dahil ang parehong teknolohiya ay ginagamit din para lumaban. Sa Commonwealth Bank, sinabi ni Roberts na gumagamit sila ng generative AI para gumawa ng mga sistemang hindi lang nakakakita ng scam kung hindi aktibong humahad lang dito. Nakipag-partner din daw sila sa isang espesyalistang grupo para lumikha ng mga bot na direktang kinakausap ang mga scammer. Inaabala sila inuubos ang oras nila at kumukuha ng impormasyon na magagamit para protektahan ang mga totoong tao.
One of the more exciting things is that obviously I've talked a little bit about the bad things that generative AI can be used for. But we're also, at the Combank, we're giving it a go of using generative AI for good to try and stop the scams too. So we partnered up with a company called Aparte AI, and we've created our own little bot army of voice bots and messaging bots that actually go out and engage with the scammers, wasting their time. So every minute they're talking to a bot, they're not talking to an Aussie and defrauding them.
Si Simon Smith, isang cyber at scam support mula sa Scam Assist, isang kumpanyang tumutulong sa mga pagbabawi ng perang nawala dahil sa online scams, panloloko at cybercrime sa pananalapi. Sabi ni Smith, may dalawang mukha ang AI. Pwede itong magpalala ng panlilin lang, pero pwede rin itong gamitin para pigilan ito. Dagdag pa niya, nakikinabang na ang mga tao sa AI sa simpleng paraan tulad ng pagpa-flag ng cellphone sa mga kahina-hinalang numero kahit hindi nila iniisip na AI pala ito.
You know, if you've got an Android phone, your phone automatically marks calls as suspicious or you know, so that's, if you want to get technical, I mean, that's technically just an algorithm that's basically saying this number is known for fraud, and it's accurate to, 99% of the time.
Pero nagbabala rin si Smith na huwag masyadong magpalinlang sa salitang AI dahil hindi bago ang mga scam. Ang nagbago lang ay ang paraan ng pagpapakita nito.
AI is a very broad term. It's a valid one, right? And where there are really good, there's really good technology out there, and there's bad scammers. And there's bad technology and good scammers. And it doesn't matter whether there's AI or not. There'll always be fraudsters. And, as long as there's greed, there'll be theft.
Maaaring ang deepfakes ang pinakabagong bagay sa scam, pero ang pinakamabisang proteksyon ay nananatiling pantao. Maghinay-hinay, kumonsulta sa isang taong pinagkakatiwalaan mo at huwag magpadalos-dalos. Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay SM Algalib para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.